Hello, welcome. Episode, I'm not even sure anymore. I think it's six, but what I do know is it is chapter two of the book of the continuation of the narration, if you like. And this next chapter is called The Fundamentals of Fat Loss. And then the following chapter is all about the calorie. They're quite short chapters, so this might take a maximum of 10 minutes, I think, if you're sitting there deciding whether or not you want to listen. So I'll get straight into it and continue. The fundamentals of fat loss. To understand the fundamentals and principles of reducing body fat, we first need to understand the science behind energy balance. Energy balance is a relatively simple equation. Energy in versus energy out. Now, how does that relate to health, exercise and nutrition? Your body uses energy every day. It gains its energy from the sources you consume, either through food or drink. The most likely buzzword you have heard surrounding fat loss is calorie deficit. But what exactly does that mean? A calorie deficit simply means your body is in a negative energy state, in a state of catabolism, breaking down in brackets. This means that your body is using more energy than you are consuming, and as such, it will use up stored energy sources, which will result in you losing weight and body fat. The balance of losing weight and losing body fat can be hugely influenced by the types of food you eat. This will be covered later in the book, but for now, let's get our head around this. If your body uses more energy than you give it through a diet, it is in a state of catabolism, resulting in weight loss, the calorie deficit. If your body is using less energy than you give it through diet, it is in a state of anabolism, building, resulting in weight gain, a calorie surplus. To retrack a couple of steps so we can ensure we understand the fundamentals perfectly, your body will use energy to keep itself alive. That is your body's sole purpose, to keep you alive. It doesn't care too much about how you look, whether you have a ripped six-pack, highly visible. The body likes to be in a state of equilibrium, known in biological terms as homeostasis. It will do this with the least resistance possible, using the easiest methods. To touch on quickly, to tap into the body fat stores, it's not the body's easiest method of fuel. Without diving too deep here, as there's a whole chapter on total daily energy expenditure, the body's currency in terms of energy is calories. The body uses these calories to keep you alive. Remember, that's its one job. Every movement, every cell function, every thought and every process uses up calories. The human body is very smart and it's very quick at adapting to its surroundings and environment, which is exactly why crash diets work and exactly why crash diets don't work. To explain the above in a little more detail, if you decide to starve the body of calories because you want to make a negative energy balance, a calorie deficit, fundamentally, you are doing the right thing. You will lose weight. Because fact is fact and science is science. However, the huge health implications that come with a crash diet are obviously not desirable. As mentioned above, every cell function in the body requires calories, immune system, digestive system, nervous system. To have your body working efficiently, you need all of these to be working for you. This is where fat loss, although a simple formula, becomes far from simple. We spoke a little bit above about the body adapting. So here comes a little bit of maths. For example, say you require 2,000 calories a day. That was your energy balance, everything included. But you decide to only eat 800 calories a day. Yes, astonishingly, this sort of diet has been recommended to some people. Not only will your body not function anywhere near effectively or healthily, but it will begin to shut down. Some of you may have heard of starvation mode. This, to an extent, does exist, but not as you may think. The real definition of starvation mode is where the false definition has arisen from, is that the body will slow itself down So originally, when your body needed 2,000 calories, it has adapted over time and now only requires 1,000 because it is now processing on next to nothing. Doing only the bare essentials to keep you alive. Remember, this is the body's sole job. Think of it like a car. The engine is still working, just, but it is running on flat tyres, the steering wheel doesn't turn, and the electric windows certainly aren't budging. And you may as well forget about the sat-nav and the radio. The car is doing the absolute bare essentials to keep moving forward, and that is it. That is exactly what your body will do when you create such a huge and dramatic negative energy balance. It is at this point I will refer back to this title of this book, The Health and Fat Loss Mindset. One key thing I do not want people to forget is the health aspect. It seems to have disappeared somewhat out of the health and fitness industry as a whole. Sticking with the car analogy, for your car to work at its best, to the highest spec it was designed to, you would put in the very best petrol and the very best engine oil to ensure its smooth running and longevity. This is exactly how I want you to think about your body. Your car you can take to get repaired. Your body is not so easy. Should the worst happen and your car be written off, you can get a different one. With your body, you cannot. In terms of the whole fat loss principle, your body will work better for you in achieving your goals if you fuel it with the highest quality food. All your body's systems will run more efficiently. This is not me telling you you cannot eat another ice cream or biscuit again. Far from it. Having a balanced diet and one which is achievable over a long period of time is the one that will get you lifelong results, as long as it sticks to the key fundamentals. Eating a better quality of food comes with many benefits alongside optimum internal body function. Highly nutritious food has been shown to improve sleep, energy levels, hair quality, skin quality, brain function, and decrease levels of disease and illness. Short-term diets equal temporary results. Lifestyle changes equal permanent changes. So going forward, I want you to think about a few things. Am I hitting my calorie deficit to elicit fat loss? Is the nutrition good for my body? Is this a balanced diet I can stick to for the rest of my life? So I'm just going to put a little break in here more than anything. End of chapter, is that three? Fundamentals of fat loss. And like I said before, it's not a lot's changed, if anything, to be honest. It's the idea of these crash diets. If you go low, your body will adapt to that and start functioning on that 800 calories that we spoke about. And then what you're going to do, drop down to 700. Again, the body will adapt and you just leave yourself with nowhere to go. But obviously what we haven't really spoken about a lot in this one here is exercise. In order to bring that energy balance back up, is we need to increase activity level or exercise, which is how we get those balances back up. Right, moving on to the next chapter. It's quite a short one, this one. The calorie, what is it? Simply put, the calorie is a measure of energy. One thing to point out here, which some of you may have noticed on food labels, is the kilocalorie designation of calories. To attempt to avoid confusion and to clear this up a little, 1,000 calories is one calorie as we know it, which we know as a food calorie. This doesn't mean that you now have to start counting in kilocalories. Just be aware that when a food label reads 25 calories, it's actually equal to 25 calories as we know it. Calories cannot be seen. You cannot see them under a microscope. They aren't a molecule. They have no structure. They are purely a measure of energy. The scientific term of a calorie is the energy that can be extracted from food. They are a measure of heat. The science teachers amongst you will know about the transfer of energy is the transfer of heat. Before confusing the whole situation too much, but to add some extra value to this section, one calorie is the amount of energy it takes to heat up 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. Okay, enough on that. It's good to have some knowledge, but all we really need to know for fat loss is that the calories in food are energy for the body. Consume more energy than the body uses and we will put on body weight. Consume less energy than the body uses and we will reduce body weight. Consume the same amount of calories that the body uses and we will stay the same weight. Your body's metabolism as we know it is your body's energy output, the entirety of all chemical processes. Depending on the calories you consume, your body can be in two states. Catabolic state is the breaking down of larger molecules into smaller molecules. Anabolic state is the building of large molecules or structures from small molecules. All we need to know here is that catabolic equals fat burning, reducing body weight. Anabolic equals building, increasing weight. A relatively short chapter, but one which will give you a greater understanding of what a calorie actually is. If you follow the principle that you can't make something from nothing, then understanding the calories in, calories out equation becomes far simpler. If there is no energy input or a lack energy input calorie deficit, you cannot physically put weight on. I'll hold it there. The end. I told you it's a short chapter. One thing to add to that, which isn't in there, is that's how they used to measure the amount of energy in food. Some of you may have done a science experiment where you burn the Wotsit and see how much the water temperature changes. That's how they used to measure calories, by burning food and see how much heat change there was in the water. Not too much to add to that, really. If anything, it's, like I say, nothing has changed. A calorie is still a calorie. Energy balance is still energy balance. As much as it is a simple equation of energy in, energy out, obviously there are far more complex parts that make up your energy out. So as much as you might be eating 2,000 calories and have been losing weight 6 weeks ago, it's not that you're now lying and saying that you're not eating 2,000 calories. Your body may well have adapted so that 2,000 calories just isn't quite doing what it was before. Right, I'll hold it there. The next chapter is all about total daily energy expenditure and then the roles and benefits of nutrients. Once again, thank you for listening. One thing to add that I didn't realise is actually the book is still available. It's still available on Amazon. I'll put it in the notes below, or it is on the website. But obviously I am going to read it to you for nothing anyway. But if you like having a hard copy of a book, just to have a little read and have a little flick through it, it is available on Amazon if you wish. But once again, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again on the next one.